the cut-off point at just the right moment, Leonard Bernstein's Prelude, Fugue and Riffs, with Simon Rattle conducting the London Sinfonietta, and the cello clarinet was Michael Collins, whom you can hear playing the Mozart clarinet concerto in tomorrow night's Prom Live from the Royal Albert Hall, 7:30 for that. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock now and time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. The tenor saxophone of Karen Sharp, our featured concert set today, and in complete contrast,
the trees are in their autumn beauty. The woodland paths are dry.
Christine Tobin will be joining me to talk about her new CD, Sailing to Byzantium, and this year's British member of the European Jazz Orchestra, taking the baritone sax chair, Colin Mills, will join me a little later. Plus some new releases, all on this week's Jazz Lineup. Let's start today's show with a brilliant young pianist, singer, songwriter I've had the great pleasure of getting to know and working with over the last couple of years. Joe Stilgoe's been making waves on the UK jazz scene over the past decade and has just released a brand new CD of original songs and is enjoying well-deserved critical acclaim. We Look to the Stars is the title of the CD, and as there is a storyline running through each song, it's only right, to quote Julie Andrews, that we start at the very beginning. This is Let's Begin.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Begin. Thank you.
Stoke the coals and irons, honk the horn.
Please release the lion.
Frothing, panting, raving, ranting, dribbling down the chin. Let's begin, let's begin. If you like, it could be official. Begin.
Joe Zilgo with Let's Begin, taken from his new release, which is out now, called We Look to the Stars. And you can see Joe at the Edinburgh Festival until the 22nd of August at the Pleasance Courtyard, where he's starring in the horn section live at the Grand. Or catch him at Ronnie Scott's on October the 20th in Soho in London. Bristol-based saxophonist Kevin Figures has just released his third album, Four-Sided Triangle, which is in fact the name of his group, who are Kevin on alto and baritone saxes, Mike Outram on guitar, Dan Moore on Fender Rhodes and Daisy Palmer on drums. Figueres has toured extensively with some incredible musicians, including Keith Tippett, Brazilian combo Sirius B and the 15-piece big band Resonation. The influences for his third recording range from Chris Potter to Miles Davis and Soft Machine, and I've chosen the track Still. out on Pig Records. That was the Kevin Figes composition, still taken from the CD Four-Sided Triangle, which is available now. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. The 2012 European Jazz Orchestra is about to take to the road again. This annual event is for a unique big band that's formed for the duration of just 1 month by a host nation in Europe. This year, the honours go to the Ukraine. To represent the BBC in the baritone chair will be Colin Mills, who joins us on the line from Birmingham. Welcome to Jazz Lineup, Colin.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about the bands you play in the north of England.
I'm in a number of big bands and small bands. I'm currently in the Fat Chops big band, which I've been in for about 10 years. And I've also been in My Joe for 10 years, but okay. I left that a couple of years ago. I'm also in a big band called the Jonathan Silk Big Band. We did a recording a couple of weeks ago. That was part of a commission by Birmingham Jazz. And I'm in various small bands and ensembles dotted throughout the region.
So you're perfectly placed to take up this chair then by the sound of things. You're nice and busy. So where does this project actually take you, Colin?
Well, we fly off for 5 days in Denmark, some intense rehearsal time. And then we've got a couple of gigs in Denmark, Poland, Sweden, Germany, Czech Republic, Austria, Slovenia, Hungary, Slovakia, and a couple of days in Ukraine.
Is it true to say you don't get many students of the baritone sax? I mean, what drew you to the baritone specifically?
Well, it was kind of forced on me in the first place. I was in a concert band when I was a kid, and there were far too many altos, and I was on alto. And they put us in a room with a baritone sax and said, one of you's coming out with us.
That's so cruel.
Yeah. But
did you draw straws or something?
No, I picked it up and I started blowing it, and I just said to the other guys, yeah, this is mine.
How old were you then?
I must have been about 15, maybe 14.
Okay. So who are your heroes on the baritone?
I'm quite heavily influenced, as you might have heard, by a guy called Hamiet Bluet. He's a member of the World Saxophone Quartet. And the usual guys, I was really heavily influenced by Ronnie Cuba when I was a kid, hearing the Mingus Big Band doing that moaning track. It was just like, yeah, that is absolutely amazing. And a few other guys, Pepper Adams, it's just an amazing guy. And Lars Gullin as well, I'm quite a fan of his.
What about Tubby Hayes?
Oh, totally Tubby Hayes. I was listening to the Addictive Tendencies album, and it's just like relentless power. And yeah, I can kind of identify with that kind of playing style.
So as it's the Ukraine, tell us a little bit about the MD and the music he's going to choose and who arranges it.
Well, the MD is the composer and the arranger of all the music that's going to be featured.
Right.
In fact, he's not going to be the composer of all the tracks. We've got, that I know of, we've got one arrangement of a Sting tune.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to try my French pronunciation, but it's called The Beautiful Woman Without Regrets. And we're also doing Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band. And a lot of originals as well. It's going to be not contemporary jazz, is going to be jazz rock fusion.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because I've noticed that there's a 40 string folk instrument. It's kind of like a lute. I think it's called a bandura. So that's going to flavour some of the composition, surely.
Definitely. And when we get to Kiev, there's going to be a string group joining us as well.
Colin, there's 19 musicians in this year's European Jazz Orchestra, so it's a really big band. And how do you feel about sort of meeting, you know, 18 strangers and trying to have a musical synergy?
There's going to be so many different backgrounds, so many different musical stories that I'm probably going to pick up. Mm. I've done a little bit of research into like who's playing there. I know that one of the trumpet players is a professor of music. Yeah, it's pretty much going to be go there and just meet all these guys for the first time.
So, Colin, I understand you had a very important gig in the book, actually, but you've had to drop to honour this commitment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my best friend was getting married and I was supposed to be his best man. And it was right in the middle of the tour. Just like to wish Pete and Sam the very best of luck.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks for joining us today, Colin, and good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Trish Clues is a saxophonist and composer based in London who made a real splash with her debut album Tangent, which was released in 2010 on the Basho record label. Her second album for the label features her core group again of Chris Montague on guitar, Callum Gourlay on bass, and James Madron on drums, and features pianist Gwilym Simcock. And this time she's added a string quartet. The title of the new CD is And In The Night She Is There, and Trish will be touring the music this autumn with her quartet with a few special performances with Simcock and strings. Let's hear a track from Trish now, and it's called Animator.
Thank you.
Trish Clues with the track Animator, taken from her forthcoming second release for Basho Records called And In The Night She Is There. And you can hear Trish and support her launch concert at King's Place in King's Cross in London on the 29th of September. And that night will also feature Ivo Neame, Thomas Gould and Kerry Andrew. Well, let's hear something now from my guest today, singer-songwriter Christine Tobin, whose new CD, Sailing to Byzantium, has really been the talk of the town amongst UK jazz musicians, and she's been rightfully receiving much press attention and critical acclaim. The work is a collection of poems by W.B. Yeats that Christine has set to music. But before I ask her more about the project, let's hear The Second Coming.
Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold, mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and the best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming, hardly are those words out, when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my soul.
The Second Coming, sung by Christine Tobin, who I hope is on the line now talking to Jazz Sign Up. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Claire. Hi.
Absolutely loving the CD, as you well know. Tell us, how did this project first come about?
Okay, well, back in 2010, I got an invite from the National Library of Ireland, based in Dublin, to come over and do some sort of performance around W.B. Yeats, because they have a big celebration of his work throughout the month of June, because his birthday is in June. Mm. And so they actually wanted me to come over and sort of talk about Yeats, but the thought of having to talk about Yeats sort of filled me with terror, because I much rather sing.
Yeah. So, but you are a poetry lover, and you have loved him since your teenage years, so I bet you would have done a good job.
Well, maybe, but I sort of stormed in and I said, well, actually, you know, I haven't set any of his poems to music, but I would love to, and this would be a great opportunity. So I had a four-week deadline to do that, and I set some poems then. Just an initial few, and you know, I was quite nervous about it, because I'm not used to working to a deadline like that. But I actually enjoyed the process so much that I thought, you know, I really want to go back and I want to do more and I want to make this my next project.
So how did you sort of whittle it down to the ones you've chosen? There's quite a lot of poems to choose from.
Well, I just trusted my instincts with that. I actually bought Seamus Heaney's collection of W.B. Yeats poems, so it was like his choice of poems, and there was, you know, there were lots of them, but I just read through them all, you know, I just kept reading through them, and then just followed my snout with the ones I was drawn to, and then some, you know, like you hear a piece of, you know, you might buy an album and you're particularly drawn to one song.
Yes, of course.
It was literally,
yes.
You know, no more scientific than that, really. I went for the ones that would capture, that I felt sort of captivated by the atmosphere, because when you get kind of enveloped in the kind of magic, then, you know, you start to hear music and ideas and colours. And so it was sort of that way, really.
Before we talk about how you went about writing the melodies, we'll play another track called The Fisherman. Tell us about the musicians that you've joined forces with on this project.
There's Phil Robson, of course, who's my long-term musical partner, and my partner, mm-hmm. and Liam Noble, who's great pianist, and I've worked with for some time. Kate Short, wonderful cellist.
Yeah, she's terrific, isn't she? Wow.
She's great. And Dave Whitford, you know, both Phil and Dave I work with regularly, and they're both incredible musicians, and they all are. They were all with me on my 2008 album, Secret Life of a Girl. I'm very excited to have made the acquaintance of Gareth Lacrane this mm-hmm. year, because he's just the most incredible musician. He's a brilliant flautist, and he's just a great intuitive musician as well, and he was just perfect for this particular song. I could really hear flute as the sort of additional instrument to bring onto this record, and Gareth was the perfect person for the job.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Okay, let's hear the track, The Fisherman.
Although I can see him still, that freckled man who goes to a great place on a hill in great Connemara clothes at dawn to cast his flies. It's long since I began to call up to the eyes this wise and simple man. All day I'd looked in the face what I had hoped would be to write for my own race and the reality, the living man that I hate, the dead man that I love, the witty man and his joke aimed at the commonest deed, the clever man who cries, the catch cries of the clown, the beating down of the wise and great art beaten
from the CD Sailing to Byzantium. I'm talking to Christine Tobin, and that was the track The Fisherman. Christine, so how did you go about writing these melodies? I know you've said on your lovely liner note that it was a real voyage of discovery. I mean, did it come easier than setting melody to your own lyrics?
I went to, as I say, the first thing was reading them, and I would just sort of walk around the house, you know, saying the lines. I usually sort of type them out in big print, and I'm carrying around the bits of paper, or I stick them on the walls around the house or in the bathroom. So I see them everywhere I go, and
that's
then I'm saying the lines, and sometimes it'll be a little motif, a rhythmic motif, or sometimes it's literally, you know, if I was walking up the stairs, I'd start singing any melody that would come into my head, just trying to be really spontaneous about it. And other times I'm sitting, you know, I'd sit at the piano and, you know, be plonking around with chords and different musical ideas.
How have the gigs been so far? And you must be very buoyed by the critical acclaim. I mean, you've had some wonderful pieces written about this record, so you must feel you're on a roll.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted. I really, really am. It's great to have had such positive feedback. And, you know, you work sort of on your own doing these things. And, you know, so when it all comes together and, you know, you finally get to put the music out there, to get a really good response is just so rewarding. Mm.
Before we play my absolute favourite track, where are you going to be touring this and when?
we've got a tour with Sailing to Byzantium. There's been the odd few gigs, but really the tour starts properly. It's a jazz services tour, and that starts in October. And the first date is in Margate at the West Coast Bar. Then we go to Nottingham, to Sheffield, Much Wenlock, the Edge Arts Centre, the Manchester Literary Festival.
Great.
Manchester Literary Festival.
Brilliant. Well, I think it's one of the best CDs I've ever heard.
Oh,
and
I'm
gushing all the time because I've fallen in love with this track. It's called Wild Swans at Cool, and a beautiful poem set brilliantly, and I wish you all the best with this, Christine. You should be very proud of this, and thanks for talking to us on Jazz Lineup.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Claire.
The trees are in their autumn beauty. The wood lamp pads are dry under the October twilight. The water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn has come upon me. Thank you. on the still water. Among what rushes will they build? By what lake's edge or pool? Till light mends eyes when I awake someday to find they have flown.
Wild Swans at Cool, and that was Christine Tobin. Thank you very much to Christine for telling us about this project. Bella Fleck is a US banjo star. If the idea of modern jazz banjo is all a bit too strange for you, then hang on, as this new collaboration from Fleck with the Marcus Roberts Trio may just open your ears to something truly original, fresh and unusual. What started out as an impromptu jam session at the Savannah Music Festival in 2009 has turned into an hour-long CD entitled Across the Imaginary Divide. This is Bella Fleck's first real foray into traditional jazz, and half the material on the CD was written by him and the other half by Marcus Roberts, formerly the pianist with Wynton Marsalis. Joined by bassist Rodney Jordan and drummer Jason Marsalis, the brother of Wynton and Branford, let's hear the title track. Across the Imaginary Divide. out on the Rounder record label. Yes, that was a banjo. It was Bella Fleck in great company with the Marcus Roberts Trio from the album Across the Imaginary Divide. Look out for Marcus Roberts in the listings as he's coming to the UK in November. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Our concert set this week was recorded at the Music in the Garden series at the Dankworth Residency in Wavington and features Karen Sharp on tenor and baritone saxophone. Karen studied composition at the Royal Northern College of Music. She's played in the Humphrey Littleton Band. And on this set, we hear her with a rhythm section of A-list players. Nikki Isles on piano, Dave Green on bass and Steve Brown on drums. Before we hear the set, we ask Karen to tell us about the band.
It came about, really, because I worked with Nikki for a while. And, we both knew Steve and Dave, and Nikki goes back way back with those two. So we just wanted to have some fun, really, play some nice tunes. And know that there was a band of kind of like-minded people that would, you know, hang out and we all get on very well, so it's great. This band, we kind of work steadily, constantly, and we're playing in Upton early September. And then later on in September, we're playing at the River House. I've just started a new project with Mick Foster, which is a lot of two baritone work, which is quite exciting.
And so to the set, Karen Sharp on saxes, Nikki Isles on piano, Dave Green on bass, and Steve Brown on drums. Karen Sharp in concert.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a number written by Kenny Werner called Compensation. We're going to play a tune by Kurt Vile. This is a very well-known standard called My Ship.
You're listening to Karen Sharp in concert on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here and with my favourite band in the world, Steve Brown. Dave Green on the double bass and Nikki Isles at the piano. And this next tune was recorded and made famous by the great tenor player Stan Getz, and it's called The Dolphin by Louise Ecker.
Thank you.
This next tune was written by Nicky Isles, and it's on the album. It's a great tune, and it's called Westerly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nikki Iles.
That was Westerly by Nikki Iles, played by Karen Sharp on baritone saxophone, with the tunes composer Nikki Iles on piano, Dave Green on bass and Steve Brown on drums. That set was recorded at the Music in the Garden series at Wavington in mid-June of this year. Jazz giant Keith Jarrett has a new double CD out now called Sleeper, which is previously unreleased material taken from a concert set back in Tokyo in 1979 and features Jarrett's European quartet of Jan Garbrick on saxes and flute, fellow Norwegian John Christensen on drums and Swedish bass player Pelle Danielsson. Let's hear a jazz calypso-flavoured track from this session called New Dance. the track New Dance from the Keith Jarrett release of his concert recorded in Tokyo, and it's entitled Sleeper, and that's out now on the ECM label. And many of you will be agreeing with journalist Phil Johnson's quote in The Independent about these tracks: replay them for the rest of your life. Well, that's it for this week. Join me next week as Jazz Lineup returns to Warrington for a fine set from Dennis Rollins and his Velocity Trio, and we relaunch another jazz album from the past in Now Is The Time. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night, Jez Nelson introduces the Beats and Pieces Big Band, as well as avant-garde Irish composer Sid Peacock's Surge. Till next week, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, where a fair measure of the musical offerings tonight are in celebration of Hungary's national holiday, which as of midnight today is. So for this first couple of hours, Hungarian music or musicians or both among the former Liszt, Kodály, Dohnányi and Bartók. Hungary's national holiday came about because on this very day back in AD 1000, Hungary's first king, King Stephen, was enthroned. King Stephen was responsible for uniting the country into a single kingdom and converting its people to Christianity. This is a song about him by Zoltán Kodály, the singers of the Hungarian Radio Chorus. The Hungarian Radio Chorus, conducted by Péter Erdei, in Kodály, a piece called simply A Song About King Stephen. The Dance at the Village Inn is the alternative name for this, Liszt's Mephisto Waltz No. 1. Mephistopheles lures Faust to a village inn and transforms an innocent peasant wedding into something rather less innocent. The performers here, Ivan Fischer, conducting the Budapest Festival Orchestra at the 2011 BBC Proms.
Thank you. Thank you.
to one last appearance by the Nightingale, Mephistopheles has the last word in Liszt's Mephisto Waltz No. 1. Ivan Fischer and the Budapest Festival Orchestra at the 2011 BBC Proms in London's Royal Albert Hall. To follow that here on Through the Night, Celestial Harmony, no less. That was the overall title to a collection of short cantatas by Paul Esterhazy. The collection appeared in 1701, well before Haydn's long association with the Esterhazy family. And from the 55 short cantatas in the collection, here now are three of them.